It's illegal, they say. It's against regulation. They come down hard.
Come down, we have to.
Yeah. All right, if you don't take it off before you come in the theater, you don't get in theater. You know, this is the way they do this thing. Right on. They said the Afro was legal. Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
That's what they said, it was legal. We can spoil the Afro. All right, this man, there's a lot of brothers here. This man here has got an Afro. This is an Afro right here, or somewhat of an Afro. It's not big, no. But they want us to wear skin hair, what they call it, high and tight.
High and tight.
It's not my culture. Am I right or wrong? They come over here, they get, all right, a Vietnamese girl. She called me a nigger. A nigga, Vietnamese girl, I know it's not part of their language. Can't nobody tell me that's part of their language, but I'm gonna go over here. The beast, you know that? See, we go over here, we fight. Okay, we fight to defend the water we drink, the land we grow our food on, and our way of culture. We also fight to protect Rockefeller's foundations. We fight to protect J.P. Kennedy's foundation, all these different kind of foundations that the black man can't partake of, you understand? And then we go back, we're continuously harassed. It's not necessary. This ain't what we heard, this is what we know. See, we've seen it from the bird's eye point of view. We are the people here now, see? We see it now. This ain't what we heard, you know.
Also, I know y'all haven't been out in the Ville. Now, just like you said, these people, these Oriental people don't know how to, where the word nigga came from or nothing. They have to learn how to speak it.